Good to see everyone back this evening. The topic of this evening's sermon is It Is Better. Think for a minute, what is better? Walt Disney had Davy Crockett on there. Davy Crockett had a saying. He said, first stop, make sure you're right, then go ahead. This is what we need to be doing. If we are doing something, we need to stop and make sure it's according to the Word of God, then go ahead. Jesus Christ was criticized for eating with sinners. Matthew 9:11. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Matthew 9:11. Did Jesus come to save only the saved? He came to seek out the sinners, the lost, and bring them to salvation. How could he do this if he didn't eat with the publicans and the sinners? Jesus was criticized because of his family and poverty. Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? Matthew 13:55. He was criticized for who he was, what his family was. Jesus was criticized because of the community in which he lived. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out? If you would, take your Bibles and turn to Psalms 118 and verse 8. Psalms 118, verse 8. And we'll see what is better. Out of Nazareth, Philip said unto him, come and see. John 1:46. So he was even criticized for where he came from. He was also criticized for healing on the Sabbath. John 5:1-16. Is that not a great and glorious thing for Jesus to heal on the Sabbath? It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in a man. Psalms 118:8. Everyone who has dealt with the public knows that this is right. Man, even though the Sabbath said they were not to work, he was making people whole. And now, what about a name? Ecclesiastes 7:1. Ecclesiastes 7:1. A good name is better than precious ornaments, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Ecclesiastes 7:1. Is not our names important to us? Are we not setting out in life to make the name, our family name, as good as it can be? If it's man's greatest material asset, his name, it is more valuable than riches. Now turn over to Proverbs 22:1. Proverbs 22:1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Proverbs 22:1. Yes, there is something in a name. Man will deceive, lie, cheat. He may be motivated by selfishness, covetousness, spite, and a love for popularity. He is sinful. What kind of name do we get once we come out of the baptism? We have a name Christian then. And each and every one of us should be ready to stand on the rooftop and shout it as loud as we can, "I am a Christian," and proclaim to the world the glory of Christianity. A man's name and influence will live after he dies. You know, we've known in history of people that were extremely bad people, did a lot of bad stuff, and their name still lives today because of the evil they did. We also know that there are people that did extremely good things, and their names still live on because of the goodness that they did. Turn over to Revelation 14, 13. Revelation 14, 13. "And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14, 13. Do you want good works to follow you, or do you want bad works to follow you? Do you want them to be known for good things or for bad things? If we're out there preaching and teaching the gospel and bringing people to salvation, is not a great and glorious thing? Will it not be added to us and be followed our way? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. We see here in 1 John 1:8, works followed. Are you trusting in the Lord? If you are, why not become a Christian? It's simple to become a Christian. You must hear the gospel, Romans 10, 17. You must believe the gospel, Mark 16, 16. You must repent of all of your sins, Acts 2, 38. Confess Christ as the Son of God, Romans 10, 9 through 10. Be baptized for the remission of your sins, Mark 16, 15 through 16. Be faithful to the end of your life, Galatians 6, 9. How simple is that? That is a whole lot simpler than being what Christ had to do in order to give us the plan of salvation. None of us was scourged. None of us had to carry our cross to Calvary's hill, be nailed on it, and sit there writhing in anguish and pain till we die to have salvation. All we have to do is those few steps, be baptized and come up as a Christian. If so, why not live like a Christian? This is simple for all of us to do. We have the Word of God here. We need to be picking this up every day and reading it, and making sure our lives are constructed as a Christian's life should be constructed. I talk about my parents, that if we say we have no sins, then we deceive ourselves. And the Bible tells us that every man is a liar. Romans 3, 4. My parents were good, faithful Christians. My brother and I was talking about our parents the other day when I was home on vacation. And we talked about how they lived the Bible. They weren't parents that said, now you kids do what we say to do and not what we do. They lived the gospel life every day and set an example for us. You need to be setting an example for your children, and maybe even your parents. Who knows? If we live a good Christian life, we will set the example, and our works will follow us after this life. If we can help you any way spiritually this evening, please come as we stand and as we sing. 3:4. God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Romans 3:4. We see here that we can overcome it. What is the truth? The truth is the Word of God. If we speak God's Word, the truth will be in us. Now let's talk for a moment this evening about vanity. Turn over to Ecclesiastes 7:5-6. Ecclesiastes 7:5-6. For it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of a fool. For as the crackling of the thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. Ecclesiastes 5:6-7. Ecclesiastes 7:5-6. By observing what causes men to laugh, you are given an insight into their character. If you heard some distance off and you heard a group of people telling a dirty joke and them laughing about it, would you not know what was in that person's heart? You know what a person is like when you hear what they're laughing about. Fools cannot help us, but the wise can, even though it is rebuked. We prefer compliments, but oftentimes rebuke is more needful. Turn over to 2 Timothy 4:2. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:2. How many times today do we hear preachers in other congregations say, everything's all right, you don't have anything to worry about. Everything is great, we're all going to get to heaven. This is not true. If we're not living according to the Bible, we're not going to get to heaven. We need to take 2 Timothy 4:2 to heart. We need to be instant in season, out of season. So many times today, people in the church are losing their backbone. They're getting spineless because they're not standing up for what is right. You know, if something offends us, we need to get rid of it. Turn over to Matthew 18:8-9. Matthew 18:8-9. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halted or maimed, rather than having two hands and two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes and to be cast into hell fire. Matthew 18:8-9. If something's offending us, we need to get rid of it, whatever it takes. Man just cannot have everything. Therefore, we must decide which is better. We talked about this a little bit this morning in our sermon. We need to know and make the right decisions. Things eternal are better than things temporal. Mark 8:36-37. Mark 8:36-37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8:36-37. You know, if I had all the money in the world, all the gold, all the jewels, and lost my soul, what would I have? I'd have absolutely nothing. But there are how many people today that believe that if they had all the money in the world, all the gold, all the jewels, everything would be great? And it might be for a little while, but sooner or later, this life is going to end, and we're going to have to spend an eternity where we choose to spend it. Should give up whatever is necessary to gain Christ. Turn over to Philippians 3, 7 through 8. Philippians 3, 7 through 8. Here we see Paul talking about what is gained to him. Philippians 3, 7 through 8. But what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Philippians 3, 7 through 8. You know, if we didn't have anything on the face of this earth but salvation and a righteous living, and living a good Christian life, we would still be a rich person. Self-denial is a prerequisite for the following Christ. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, 24. We have to deny ourselves. We cannot have what we wish to have on this earth. There are some things that are sinful that we just cannot have. We must put first things first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. So what does God say we should put first? The seeking of the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That should be our number one priority. That should be the first thing that we seek after. What about the parable of the pearl of great price? It is a lesson on value. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Matthew 13, 45 through 46. This is what the kingdom should be to us. It should be the greatest value on the face of the earth. I was thinking about when I was writing this. This is probably the most valuable thing that I have in my household, is the Bible. The next thing is our relationship here at church. The congregation. These are some of the greatest things that we have. You know, when we vow a vow,